Shmuel Beis Perek Dalet. This parak discusses the assassination of Ish-bosheth in Pasuk Aleph. Vayishma ben Shaul kimeis Avner b'Chevron. Vayirfu yado v'chol yishon of Halu. And the son of Shaul, Ish-bosheth, heard that Avner died and was killed in Hebron. He despaired, and all of Yisrael was shocked. Ish-bosheth was shocked by the death of Avner. As long as Avner was still alive, Ish-bosheth seemingly felt it possible for reconciliation. However, now that Avner was dead, Ish-bosheth knew his throne would be lost forever. What does it mean all of Yisrael was shocked? The Matsudas points out, people were wondering and had concerns about who the new king David was surrounding himself with. The Navi continues and adds parenthetically, Yonasan ben Shaul had a child named Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was crippled. Mephibosheth apparently was dropped at the age of 5 after his nurse had heard about the news of the death of his father Yonasan and grandfather Shaul. At that moment, Mephibosheth became paralyzed from the waist down. The Dasoifrim adds on the name Mephibosheth, Mipi from his mouth, Bosheth, he embarrasses. This was a reference to Mephibosheth's great Torah knowledge and how Mephibosheth would embarrass David in Torah scholarship. The Matsudas adds now, the Novi prefaces the story of how Ish-bosheth was assassinated with Mephibosheth to show that after Ish-bosheth was killed, there was no one from the royal family of King Shaul who would be fitting to be next in line to be the king. The Novi now turns its attention to the assassination of Ish-bosheth. There was two men named Rechav Uba'ana, whose father was Rimon from the town of Be'erot. Rechav and Ba'ana were from the tribe of Binyamin themselves. These two men were high-ranking officers in King Shaul's army. That Soifrim adds, they were from Binyamin and they were about to assassinate Ish-bosheth, the king of Binyamin. These two men felt a certain degree of responsibility for the rest of Klal Yisrael and therefore were willing to go against their own tribe. However, note, David considered what they did a horrific act, as we will see. In Pasuk Hey, Vayochu Rechav Uba'ana Vayavu Kachom Hayom El Beis Ish-bosheth. These two men, Rechav and Ba'ana, they went in the heat of the day to the house of Ish-bosheth, as Mishkav Taharayim, and Ish-bosheth was taking an afternoon nap. These two men then entered into the house of Ish-bosheth, pretending to be wheat merchants. They approached Ish-bosheth's bed while he was sleeping. They proceeded to murder Ish-bosheth by decapitating him. These two men then brought the head of Ish-bosheth to David in Hebron. The two men gloated as they showed David how Hashem saved David once and for all from his enemy. Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Yabez, David then related to the men, "Do you think I would reward you for this? Don't you remember I had the Amaleki men who killed Shaul and Yonasan ordered to death? I will surely do the same to you." And Pasuk Yabez, which is the end of the parak, it says, "Vayitzav David es anarayim v'yahargum." And David commanded his men to kill them. "Vayikatzutus yadayim v'sraglayim." And he cut off their arms and their legs. "Vayitzlu al habrecha b'chevron." And he hung these two men's body parts in front of the pool in Hebron. "Vezrosh ha'ish-bosheth lochu." And David now took the head of Ish-bosheth. "Vayikru b'kever Avner b'chevron." And he buried the head with Avner in Hebron. And that's the end of the parak. The Dasoifrim asks, why did David kill these men and display their body parts? The Dasoifrim answers, David wanted to show all of Am Yisrael this type of behavior will not be tolerated, because David was not only looking out for the welfare of the nation as a whole, but he was also looking out for every single Yid and every single member of Klal Yisrael. We had seen in David's humble beginnings in Shmuel Aleph, as David was a shepherd and attended to his flock, David would regularly go to save even a single sheep. So too, the true tzaddikim don't let any Jew fall by the wayside, because every single member is not only important, but they're necessary to Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.